Many of us like challenges, like physical challenges, running, or mentally challenged, puzzles, doing puzzles. And sometimes we want like inner challenges, inner personal challenges. We want to see how many friends we have. If we have more friends than others, we like challenges. And so, as we approach Lent, today is the day for challenge, right? Many of us would probably ask ourselves today, what will I give up for Lent? Maybe chocolate, candy, gossip, or what will I gain for Lent? Maybe going to daily mass a little bit more, or pray a little bit more, and doing all the things that we normally do not do a little bit more. Or maybe we would hand out some meal or help the homeless people when we see them on the street instead of passing them by. So all of the things that we are thinking about giving up or gaining something this Lent, we want to do all of that. And sometimes we ask ourselves the question, you know, will I be able to do all of this? Will I be able to keep my commitment? And when we feel that we can do all of this, one thing we all know that we would be proud of ourselves, right? You and I know that when we reach the end of Lent and we know that we have done all the things that we promised to do, and we feel good and we feel proud, we want to share it with other people. Look, I've done this all Lent, and so we are proud. You and I know that that's not the case. Today is Ash Wednesday, and we begin this Lenten journey together. And it is not about the challenge and the accomplishment that we will accomplish, but it is about our own relationship with God. And today when we come up to receive the ash, it is a reminder for us of our mortality. All the things that we have, everything that matter to us now will not matter at all when we die. We will receive the ash on our forehead, and we will hear, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And it reminds of us of our mortality. Nothing matters except our own relationship with the Lord. Today is not about, Lenten is not about all of that accomplishment that we will receive. But it is about God and us. That we know that God matters in our life. That hopefully to the end of Lent, we all can say that now nothing matters except that relationship. Now God matters in my life. God is in charge. God can do all things. My life is His. And that we can all say that I can now love God a little bit more. I can trust Him joyfully with His promises. I can turn to Him completely with everything that I have. I can turn to God. And that's what matters at the end. So hopefully, each of us, till the end of this Lenten season, we all can say that. Now, not that I have accomplished this, I give up this or that, but now my relationship with God is strengthened. I can say that I love Him more. And He matters to me. Nothing will last but our relationship to the Lord. Let us walk with each other on this Lenten journey and help each other through this 40 days that we can continue to pray and we can change, that we can become better sons and daughters of God.